Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I hope you check that out. Jay Baer is our guest. B-A-E-R is how you spell his last name. President and founder of Convince and Convert. I think that's pretty close to the website, isn't it, Jay?
It is. Convinceandconvert.com. And let me just say, folks, unsolicited testimonial. We didn't discuss this off air. That Third Ingredient book is a heck of a book. You got to get pick that up if you haven't.
Thank you.
It's awesome.
Thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. So, Talk Triggers is Jay's new book, which we've been talking about. Folks, I think you're going to like this book. I think small business owners are going to like this book, Jay, because it's written by somebody who knows what the future of marketing is, but you've written it about a topic that helps us make that transition. And that's, I mean, yeah. There's one thing small business owners know about. We know about face-to-face. We know about word of mouth.
Yep.
We know. I mean, we came up with that. We're planting the ground. We're out here. We're out here on Main Street operating the worm cam for the economy, right? And
yep.
And so this is something that I think you'll get comfortable with, folks. But you'll also be brought along into where we're going. You're giving a nod to the fact, which I think is it keeps everything that we do around here just seems to come back to what John Nesbitt said in 1982, almost 40 years ago. He said, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. And that was the point I was trying to make in my book, Jay, and that you make in
yep.
yours. Human, we're still, with all the digital stuff we have, we're still analog humans, aren't we?
Well, here's the thing that we talk about in the book is that one of the reasons why we don't talk about word of mouth as much anymore is because, and I hear this from businesses all the time, well, we don't need to be good at word of mouth because we're good at social media.
I'm
like, whoa. Word of mouth isn't social media. That's like saying that a toothpaste tube is the same thing as toothpaste, right? So social media is just a holder for word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a container. It's a mechanism for distributing word. Word of mouth is a story. Social media is a way a story spreads. It's not
mm-hmm.
the same thing, right? You have to have a story first, and that story gets told online and offline. In fact, today, 50% of word of mouth takes place online and 50% of word of mouth takes place offline. However, the offline word of mouth, you and I having a conversation, is more powerful and more persuasive than the online form because you have that intimacy with the other person.
Right. No question about it. And I'll tell you something else. If Nesbitt's right, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want. We're going to find a way to get that. The human connection. Whenever we can find it, will be more powerful and more valuable and more impactful than ever before.
Yeah.
And Jay, you and I both know that the place where people will find that increasingly and differentiatingly is in a small business.
That's so true. And I'll tell you, that's one of the reasons why the conference and live event business is so strong right now.
That's right.
Because people can learn online from you and from me and from great guests on the show. But at the end of the day, they want to interact with one another. They want
That's
to
right.
go to the event.
They're going to want that. So, all right. Now,
yep.
I want to move over quickly. And this is not moving over, folks. It's part of the whole
yeah.
Talk Trigger thing. And that's this lead. Brands leaning into controversy, using controversial things to create talk triggers. And it can be amazingly effective, but it can also be a landmine, right?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that is sort of centered to our book, Talk Triggers, is this idea that you make an operational decision that creates conversation. You give out a cookie, you answer your customers in 5 minutes or less. What we're seeing, especially amongst bigger brands, however, is creating conversation not through an operational differentiator, but through some sort of specific embrace of customer issues. So Nike and the Colin Kaepernick, REI, those stores closing down over Thanksgiving, Hobby Lobby and their policies, you know, brands are increasingly saying, maybe we shouldn't try to sell to everybody. We'll figure out whose values we theoretically align with.
So some of the brands closed down over Thanksgiving to give their to demonstrate that they have values in letting their employees have the time off. Is that right? So
that's
we're going to forego the holiday sales
profit, and,
which is basically a retro. I mean, it's going back to you know 50
so
years
funny,
ago.
Isn't it?
Going back to 50 years ago, we value our, and so what they're doing is they're demonstrating their values. And what is more human, what is more analog than demonstrating your values?
I completely agree. What I find fascinating about it from a business standpoint, however, is when you're taking a large corporation and saying these are the values of this corporation, you are also saying that these are the values of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people who work for this corporation.
That's right.
And I find that to be an interesting claim.
But in terms of giving people time off, employees would probably collect.
Oh, I'm sure they were delighted. I think the problem there is
Wall Street. What's Wall Street going to do about it? But then you have these other things. I've got less than a minute. You've got these other things that, like what Nike did with Kaepernick. Those are things that was a very successful campaign, but it was very dangerous, and it still has a lot of people polarized about them. Small business owners have to be very careful about that sort of thing.
I think the idea here is that if you try to be all things to everybody, you're actually nothing to nobody. So while it can be dangerous, and it doesn't have to be political, there is wisdom in saying we are going to be the perfect company for a smaller group of customers.
Mm-hmm. A smaller group, exactly, which is what I've been talking about a long time. You can't be all things to all people in a small business. That's just all there is. Walmart does that. You can't do that. Jay, I need your website quickly, please.
VincentConvert.com. New book is Talk Triggers, talktriggers.com.
Talk Triggers, folks. Check it out. Thanks, Jay. Come back soon.
Sure will.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.